It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. It's Wednesday. We're glad that you're with us. Not sure of the exact date. I believe today is the 8th of March. Yes, it is. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And we would like to begin with a word of prayer. I'd like my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together, to be able to open up your word, and to be fed spiritual manna from heaven. We ask that you would anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and as always, help us to grow in grace and wisdom. Thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. For these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song, It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
God. We're going to be talking about how the medical missionary work will help finish the work, how the medical missionary work will help finish the work. And we want to begin, of course, with a word of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for the love of God. We ask, Father, that this love will permeate us and will fill us, and that we will be channels of blessing for others. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read a scripture that on its surface may not naturally be associated with medical missionary work, but I want to read from Exodus chapter 36, and I'm looking at verses 5 through 7. It says, "And they spake unto Moses, saying, The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work, which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, Let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much." And so, my brothers and sisters, this represents a mindset that the children of Israel had, where they were in a mindset of liberality. They were in a mindset of giving. We don't have that mindset often prevalent today, and that's why the church is suffering the way it is. You know, we should be unselfish. We should be giving. We should be not just wanting to receive, but to give. And when we have this mindset, God will respond and he will return to us. He blessed them with his presence in the sanctuary. And notice they just gave so much. And, you know, that spirit of giving, when we talk about the medical missionary work, it's going to be people who have that same spirit that God will bless. Notice what it says in James 1:5, just to show that God is a God of great liberality. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. So how does God give? Does he give you just a little bit? Does he give you just enough to get by? It says that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And then Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together. Now, if you have some sand and you really want to put as much as you can, you've got to put that sand in a jar. You've got to press it down. You've got to kind of shake it, you know, maybe not in that order, but you kind of shake it to make sure it's really, and then you keep pressing down. And then it says, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So if you are a giving person, if you would give without wanting anything in return, if you would, you know, try to be a blessing wherever you can be, God says it's going to return, but it's going to return in a much greater measure than you gave. Deuteronomy 28:13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. So God has said that if we obey, if we're obedient to his commandments, he will bless us and make us the head and not the tail. Mark chapter 10, verse 30, which we quote every day at the end of the broadcast, it says, and I want to tell you, let's go to, I want to give a concept of Mark 10, 30, but I want to start with verse 29. So Mark 10, verse 29, it says this, and Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel. So he's pointing to a people that have stood up and left all for the service of God. And to that group of people, to those who would, you know, some people aren't married anymore because they took a stand, or they aren't married to the one they were married to because they took a stand for righteousness. Maybe some people have had family and friends to abandon them because of the principles of the gospel that you stood for, and they said you were crazy. Sometimes just because you don't take something that everybody's taking in your arm, you can be labeled as a straight-laced extremist and a fanatic. But the bottom line, my friend, is When you lose these things for my sake in the gospel, God says, he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution in the world to come, eternal life. So God has promised that we will receive what's needed on this earth, but then we also get eternal life. But it's to those who take a stand and give all for the gospel. There is a quotation that I want to share with you. Let me also quote from A Call to Medical Evangelism, page 13. It says, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. Okay? And I want to read to you from, this is also from that same page, A Call to Medical Evangelism, but it's also Medical Ministry, page 317. It says, we shall see the medical missionary work broadening, and deepening at every point of its progress because of the inflowing of hundreds and thousands of streams until the whole earth is covered as the waters cover the sea. That's powerful. That means a lot more medical missionaries will be getting into this work, and there has to be a way for that to happen. God says she was shown hundreds and thousands of streams until the whole earth was covered as the waters covered the sea. So my brothers and sisters, it's a great work to teach people and heal people, but teaching them the ways of God, the health message, teaching them the benefits of a plant-based diet, how not to eat in between meals, getting off the sugar, getting exercise every day, and sunshine and fresh air, and it's just a wonderful thing to keep your immune system strong in this era of pandemics. This is not the first one. It's not the last one. There will be more. And God wants his people to be a blessing, to show people how to prepare for pandemics of such great magnitude. So I pray that this message will inspire you. That was Medical Ministry, page 317. God promised that there would be an inflowing of hundreds and thousands of streams until the whole earth is covered as the waters cover the sea. May God bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace, my brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Thank you, dear Father, for this day. Bless us. As we continue in our time together, we ask that you bless us with more of the word and more blessings. As we hear from Sister Lenny in a little while, we ask that you would just continue to keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, Sister Lenny will have a health nugget for us, and so we will take a break. Our intermission song, the torso song. May God bless you, and we'll be back with you in about 8 minutes.
The brave in the land of the free and abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, in just a moment, we're going to hear from Sister Lenny, who's going to be sharing with us on the subject of the atmosphere of love, the atmosphere of love. Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. The atmosphere of love. Visiting the sick, comforting the poor, and the sorrowful for Christ's sake will bring to the workers the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, and even the countenance will express the peace that dwells in the soul. The faces of men and women who talk with God, to whom the invisible world is a reality, express the peace of God. They carry with them the soft and genial atmosphere of heaven and diffuse it in deeds of kindness and works of love. Their influence of a character to win souls to Christ. If all could see and understand and be doers of the words of God, what peace, what happiness, what health of body and peace of soul would be the result. A warm, kindly atmosphere of love, the pitying tenderness of Christ in the soul, cannot be estimated. The price of love is above gold and silver and precious stones, and makes human ages like him who lived not to please himself. You know, when I read this title, this came from the medical ministry, page 252. And when I read that title, I thought about myself. I thought about all the times I was sick. I was a sickly child of the family. I was always sick. Ever since I can remember, like in kindergarten, I remember always being sick. When I was sick with that cancer, I would hear, you know, not nice things, you know, how I had an odor, cancer odor, and I don't want to see Lenny like that, so I'll stay away. So certain people would stay away from me. You know, we are not to do that to one another, you know. I didn't get a lot of love from not just the church family. Biological family would do the same thing. And like I said, they didn't know I was sick all my life. Today, I encourage you to build an atmosphere of love. Reach out to someone who's sick. Reach out to someone who's not sick. Give them a call. Send them a card, flowers. Send words of encouragement.
That's right.
Telling you, if we can just put ourselves aside and ask God to come in and take control of us, even though we may be going through so much, if we ask God to do that and just focus on someone else, oh, my goodness, you talking about you feeling better, it's not only going to make them feel better, but it's going to make you feel better as well. You know, words of tenderness and sympathy and love are to be the witness to the truth, you know. Earnest, heartfelt prayers are to bring angels near. So today, let's use this day today. I encourage you to do that, to just reach out to someone. If you're not feeling good, then pray for yourself, but continue to reach out to someone and let them know how much you love them. Build an atmosphere of love. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to leave you on just in case anyone has any comments, Sister Lenny. So,
okay.
We're going to go to the sharing and caring time. We'll start with roll call. We have on Facebook, South Carolina. We have Alabama, and we have what I can see anyway, we have Virginia on the line. On the call, we have Georgia. Right? Yeah, we do have Georgia. We have Maryland. We have Delaware and Delaware and New Jersey. We have Ohio. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. Praise God. We're your servants here in Pennsylvania. Phone lines are open. If you have any questions or comments, testimonies, prayer requests, please feel free. If there's anything on Facebook, just go ahead and type it in the comments. We'll be happy to engage with you. And we have a little over half an hour to the top of the hour. We got Sister Odessa, and we have our mother in Israel on the line, one of our mothers in Israel on the line. Okay, we'll take those two calls. All right, and it chose Mother in Israel first. Good morning.
Good morning. A happy Wednesday, as Sister Lynn said. It is happy. I thank you for your call yesterday. And I would like you to know that things are a little better already. God is good, and thank you for your ministry. And I thank the Lord for putting you and your dear wife in my life. And I trust that God will continue to use you, and many souls I know are being blessed by your ministry. Yes, God is good. And I love you, and I wish you all the best. And God bless your mom for the way that she trained you. And I don't know about your siblings, but I know you. And from the time I know you, you're always trying to reach out to someone and to give good advice. And I thank you for introducing me to this machine, this hydrogen machine.
Yes, ma'am.
It has been a great, great help to me. When I don't use it, I know the difference, because where I live, I don't have windows to open. I call it a sick building. But with this machine, when I use it, it refreshes my body with the help of God. And
amen.
I thank you for introducing it to me. And I would advise anyone that has medical problems, this machine is a great, great help. Because without oxygen, a good supply of oxygen, we cannot be healthy. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm telling you the truth, and I want everyone to know that you have not asked me to say anything about it, but the Lord put it in me that I should encourage other people to get it. As long as you can afford and you can be able to, if you can't, wash it, because it has a little weight. But I have a little cart that I put it on, wheel it to the sink, a little way from my room where I use it, and get it cleaned out, wash it, and bring it back, and service it. And when I use it, it is so refreshing and energizing. With God's help, everything I do, I ask the Lord to bless. And God is merciful to me, and by your grace, by His grace and mercy, I can do well nearly anything that another person, a younger person, can do. I clean my apartment, I cook, I do my laundry, everything. But God is marvelous. God is marvelous, and I thank you and praise you, dear Lord, for your goodness and for the people you put in my life, which is Pastor Flemons and his wife and many others. So please pray for me, and I'm asking prayers for the Smith family who lost their son. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
It's that lady that her son was going down where he was working, like two and a half weeks or something ago. Yeah.
Okay.
In D.C., that is.
I didn't hear the last part.
The lady lives in D.C. Her son was going down while he was, I think, working or just finished working in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll keep that in prayer, too.
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right. We're going to go to Sister.
For myself and family.
Amen. Yourself and family. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Odessa. Thank you, Mother. God bless you. All right. Sister Odessa, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Sister Maria and everyone on the line. I just want to say thank you. God is so good, so good. I want to thank you all of those that on the prayer line that has been praying for one another, and thank you for your prayers. When I had to leave on the 3rd of February, and I didn't get back home to 26th of February due to my sister-in-law had passed, and also my sister passed, and so I stayed there for the funeral up in Indianapolis, Indiana. But I just want to thank everyone for your prayers, your love, support, monetary gifts and things. I'm just so grateful and thankful for that. You guys know a while back I was praying for a car. I ordered the car the 5th of January. The car came back. The car dealer got the car back to me and gave me a call and told me I had 72 hours to get the car when the car came to the dealership. I went to go get the car, test the car out, loved the car. I had prayed about this car and told the Lord, asked the Lord in specific what I wanted, and I got the car. When I went to go get the car, the guy would not let me have the car because he wanted me. He said he only could finance the car for like $31,000. But he wanted me to put down $10,000 down. And I told him no. I said, this is the car God gave me. And so I said, since you guys are not going to finance it, that's okay. I'll be back. Well, all of that happened on last Friday. Monday morning, I went to work, got off work, I went by my bank. The lady at the bank told me, Ms. Griffin, just go get whatever car you want. We will finance it. I called back to the car dealer, and he told me I sold the car. I said, I was just here Friday evening, and today is Monday. You sold the car back quick. He said, yes. I said, I had put $500 down for you to hold the car. Well, you didn't tell me that you got your money back. I said, I got my money back. You guys told me that I had to bring you guys $10,000 back. So to make a long story short, I was so disappointed. But I said, Lord, you know, I'm going to wait. And so the guy called me about 8 times. Well, we can get you another car. We can do this. We can do that. I told him, I said, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. That was my car. That was my car I had asked God for. I said, you know, you guys kind of jerked me around. And then since January, I said, no, I'm going somewhere else. So I'm praying that God will continue to help me and give me the car that I truly asked for. And I just want to thank God. And I ask God, thank God for the patience that he has given me. Even though my car I have, the Lord has hold that car up. I'm still driving it. And I just thank the Lord. So in the meantime, I'll just save my money up until God tell me, go get your car. I'm going to bring it to you. So I just ask that you all to just continue to pray for me as I pray for you all. And thank you all so much. Pastor, thanks for the broadcast. I've been telling everyone to come on the broadcast. I've been telling everyone about the book. And I definitely want 25 of those books. So I just want to just put it out there, especially to my family. So God bless you all and have a beautiful day. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All right. We've got Sister Donna on the line. We'll take her call at this time. Good morning, sis.
Good morning. Good morning, and God bless you. I wanted to say, first of all, thank you, Sister Lenny, for the reading this morning. That was very, very, very touching and very so much needed. And, you know, in addition to just reaching out to help people, it also helps us. You know, I listened as you spoke about what you went through when you were a child, how you were always sick, and people, you know, basically, you know, marginalized you because you were ill, talking about smell like cancer and all of that. But what we need to do as a people is to put yourself in someone else's shoes. You know, that works wonders with helping you to treat people right. You treat people the way you want to be treated. And that's one of the life lessons that is in the Bible, the golden rule. And it is in the Bible. It escapes me where it is now. But it says, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. So, you know, that was just really precious and so much needed. So keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you. And have a good day, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for taking my call. Amen.
And Sister Donna, the amazing thing is every one of those people, God has allowed me to help them with cancer and other things. I never told them that I heard the things that they would say and do. I never said a word. I just asked God to help me to love on them and just do what I need to do for them. So, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Amen. Amen. All right, we've got to go to, we have the privilege, I should say, of going to Sister Desiree at this time. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Oh, wow. Mercy. Good morning and happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday.
I wanted to say something to make sure it was saying something with purpose and not just to be saying something to be saying something. And the thought came to me quickly, like there's a scripture where it says, love your neighbor as thyself. But Sister Lenny was just talking about love and loving others. And then I thought, that thought came to me, you know, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. But many, 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 many don't love themselves, don't even know how to love themselves. So how can I love you if I don't even love me? If I haven't been taught how to love me, we always say, do this, do this. But we don't give people the how to. That's missing, how to love yourself so that I may love my neighbor, that I may love my neighbor who may be my son, my family member, whoever, I used to think literally my next-door neighbor. Thank God for maturity. But I'm just saying, you know, love, you know, you're taught, oh, no, if you love yourself, that's selfish. But the scripture says if you don't love your neighbor as you love yourself, how can I love my neighbor if I don't even know how to love myself? So I think that's what's missing, the how-tos. We tell people not to do this, not to do that. But how do I do this, and how do you do that? And give them the steps and the processes to do that. And that thought just came to me. I'm just saying. And just wanted to say. And then I have a question. If Sister Maria, if she can let me know, I did get the bottles and everything, and I'm excited to use it. I wanted to know how much water to add to those droplets. I don't want to overdo it, underdo it. I just need to know how much water for the droplets for the that I received at the St. John's Wort thing. It says add the water or something like that. So I just wanted to know before I started. So thank you for listening, everyone, and God bless.
Yeah, hold on. She might answer.
Okay.
Are you talking about one of our herbal extracts?
Yes, it's the St. John's where it says add a full droplet to water, but I was like, I don't know how much water is it, 4 ounces,
yeah, just,
2 ounces?
Just, you know, an ounce or two. It doesn't have to be a lot of water. You know, like what I hate to use the world's way of saying, like a shot glass or, you know, something like that, but it doesn't have to be a lot. Just a couple of ounces, you would just, you know, add that to that.
Okay. Okay.
And actually, the very best way to take our herbal extracts is to do 1 ounce of water, and the dosage is a dropper on an empty stomach. And if you have multiple extracts that you're doing, you can do them all in the same at the same time in the same 1 ounce of water. And that becomes your herbal medicine that you can take. You can do that first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And then if you are instructed to do it a second time, you can do that at night on an empty stomach right before you get ready to go to bed, or about a half an hour or so before bedtime. So that's the best way to take the extract. Now, when you were talking about how do we love our neighbor,
yes,
the Ten Commandments are very clear. The first four commandments tell us how to love God. And then the last six tell us how to love man. So you have the rules of how to love, how we are to love one another. We follow the Ten Commandments. The last six are specifically for us to be able to love one another. So I would just say, you know, remember the commandments. God's laws are very simple for us to follow, and they're very educational for us to understand how we are to be with him and how we are to be with each other.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. All right, all right.
You're welcome.
Praise God. All right, we've got Sister Donna again. Good morning, Sister Donna.
Good morning again. You know, Pastor, I went back and the Holy Spirit prompted me to just look it up. You know, if you know it's in the scripture, we need to look it up so that we can rightly divide the word of God. So I went up and looked up where the golden rule is found in the Bible. We have Matthew 7:12. Whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Luke 6:31. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. Galatians 5:14. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And they go on and on and on. You know, God is good, and I just really wanted to share that out there so that anyone that's listening today that doesn't believe that, you know, because we have a lot of sayings that people say, but they are not in the Bible, like God helps those who help themselves. That is not in the Bible, but the golden rule is. So look it up, folks. Look it up. You know, digest it, ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand it and apply it to your life. And I'm sure, I guarantee that you will feel better about yourself and it will help this world. So thank you, Pastor, again. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sister. I believe you surprised some people when you told them that that phrase, God helps those who help themselves, is not in the Bible. Now, of course, friends, you know, that's not to suggest that God doesn't help us if we try to do what we can. It's just that we have added to the scriptures oftentimes, and so God may see it in a different way, or there may be some clarifying principle. So I appreciate that very much. All right, is there anything else anybody wants to share? All right, praise God. Well, I'll turn it over to my wife, Andrea, to take it off.
Okay. I'm not going to belabor that subject, but there are so many different scriptures in the Bible that talks about how we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. There's a ton of them there in there. If you just actually just do a little search that say love thy neighbor, you'll be able to get multiple scriptures from the Old Testament all the way through the book of James. And so those scriptures are definitely there where we are instructed. But again, how do you love? It's clear that we are to look at the commandments so we can understand how do we love God. We look at the first four. He tells us how to love him. And we look at the last six, and we're told how to love man. So remember always to follow the commandments. Look at God's moral laws first, then we go to other scriptures to understand how are we to love. If we're going to love ourselves, how do we apply that love towards our neighbor? And we are to do just that. Romans 13:9 is a good one, too, because, again, Paul brings out some of the last six of those commandments, of the Ten Commandments. And then at the end he says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, as he lists out some of those last six commandments towards man. So I just want to mention that. But we'll go ahead this time and have prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this time and opportunity to be able to have worship and fellowship. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you that you love us so much that you have made it very clear to us how we are to not just love you, but how we are to love each other. Thank you for your Ten Commandments and help us, Lord, to be able to always do everything that we can to obey each commandment, because we know that if we are in violation of one, then in your eyes we are in violation of all. Lord, let that not be the case with us. May we love you and may we love man. May we do our very best to stay faithful and obedient to following your commandments. We ask that you will bless our dear mother in Israel. We thank you, Lord, that already she is feeling better. We pray that you will continue to give her the strength that she can continue to maintain the machine that is helping her to feel very oxygenated and to be able to get some good oxygen into her body as she has been voided of having natural fresh air come into the area where she's currently living. We thank you for her love, her dedication. We thank you for her testimony this morning. And we just thank you for, I believe she's 96, the 96 years that you have given her life to be a service to you and service to others. What a blessing this mother is, and how dear she is to each of us, Lord. We love her wisdom when she comes on the line and she shares. And she is so loved and so respected, and we just want her to know that she is such a blessing to our ministry and to others that have an opportunity to hear her and have gotten to know her. And we just thank you, Lord, for blessing her, and we just ask that you would be with her and her family continuously as she continues to witness to them. And we ask that you will. There was a son, I believe she was asking about, who had been killed. And I just want to pray for that family. And I don't recall any of the circumstances relating to it, but we know that you know everything, Lord. So we ask that you would just bring comfort and peace to that family. And we want to pray for our dear sister Odessa, the ordeal that's happening with her car. It's amazing what how people just don't keep their word and honor their word. But we know, Lord, that you're hearing her prayers and that for whatever reason, perhaps that was not everything that she wanted her to have. Maybe there was some issue with that car. You know, sometimes we can see things and we think that it really is from you, but maybe in some way you really meant for that not to be for her. And we know that you have something better. So may you continue to bless her as she's saving money to be able to get the car that she needs, have a decent amount of a down payment to be to put down so that her car note is not an exorbitant amount for her to pay monthly. Thank you for meeting the need for her daily with the car that she is still using so that she can still get around, and we appreciate all that you're doing as you look after your daughter and take care of her. And Lord, we do want to pray for everyone on this line, asking that whatever the petitions are, that you would continue to work them out in accordance with your perfect will. And may all that we do be a glory and honor to you as we ultimately service you, Lord, and work towards servicing man. Let everything we do give you praise. We thank you for hearing us. We love you, and we look forward to the time when we can be with our Lord face to face. For it is in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undoing doubt. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.